There are moments when life feels random, aren't there? Things happen, conversations unfold, days pass without pattern, and then suddenly something shifts. You think of someone and out of the blue they contact you. You hear the same phrase three different times in one day. A symbol keeps appearing in places you didn't expect. These moments interrupt ordinary thinking. They feel intentional, not forced, not dramatic, just quietly meaningful. Many people call these coincidences. But throughout mystical traditions, these moments have always been understood a bit differently. They're called synchronicities. A synchronicity is not a prediction. It's not control over you. It is the moment when your internal awareness and external world briefly align. In today's Mystical Minds, we're exploring how synchronicities appear, why they occur, and how to recognize the signs life places along your path. Because the universe rarely shouts. It tends to whisper in patterns. Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds Podcast. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm the creator of Out of Body Ecstasy, the anytime, anywhere orgasmic experience, with over 40 years of experience as a psychic, energy worker, and a soul connection specialist. Over the years, I've written 8 books, with book number 9, Soulful Connections, scheduled to be released in 2026. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into the mystery together. In case you guys haven't noticed, I do have subliminals on outofbodyecstasy.com to help you with telepathic connection and intimacy, lucid dreaming, remembering dreaming, and dream intimacy, along with astral travel, astral projection, astral protection. And astral intimacy. They're all there at outofbodyecstasy.com. And I apologize for not letting loose an episode last week. Both my parents are in their 80s now, and they require people to drive them places. My one sister usually drives, but she is a flight attendant for an airline, obviously. And when she works and can't be there, either myself or my other sister pick up the driving. Well, my other sister is going to be flying with the flight attendant sister. So now I am doing both. So I probably will not be doing another episode next Monday, although we'll see how the day goes, because I will be Mrs. Chauffeur that day. Now, let's go for the card of the week, shall we? I'm using the Keepers of the Light Oracle cards by Kyle Gray. And let's see what this week brings. You know, it's been a week already. It's just Monday. I know. It's nice and sunny here in Ohio. The cats are all fighting over for spaces in the light, in the sunshine. If you're just joining me here for maybe the first time, I do have 11 cats and one dog. A lot of them like to make appearances when I do this. And also, I do not edit my podcasts. So if everything hits the wall, so to speak, you're going to hear about it for sure. Because life is not edited. It's messy. And so is this podcast. So let's see what kind of card we've got. Here we go. We have the Holy Spirit. Expect miracles. Remember that only love is real. Absolutely. Miracles will occur naturally. Spirit has your back. So this week, we need to expect miracles. What a nice card, right? And miracles are usually nothing, over the top, right? They can be little miracles like finding that close parking space or grabbing the last, I don't know, canned corn in the grocery store or getting a credit to your electric bill. Wouldn't that be nice? So, they don't have to be big, flashy type of miracles for them to count. But love is real. And I think we should concentrate on love. Love is very important. That's one of the reasons why I do the Love Notes show every Friday on TikTok. If you've never been there to be part of the Love Notes podcast, it is on my Passion Zone TikTok. So it's at the period, Passion period zone. And I talk about love for an entire hour. And do a really nice visualization, a soul connection visualization during that time, which is why, for some of you who still belong to the Ask Allie stream of podcasts, why Love Notes shows up at Ask Allie. It's because the visualization, and I think love's important to talk about. That's also why it shows up sometimes here on the Mystical Minds stream, too, of podcasts. So, yeah, the Holy Spirit, expect miracles. Spirit has your back. I like that for a card for us for this week. And it doesn't matter if you listen to this podcast right after this episode right after I release it, or you come across this episode a couple years from now. This card is for you for the week. So enjoy your miracles. All right. The mystical item of the week this week, guys, is labradorite. It's a wonderful stone. And has been associated with heightened awareness and intuitive perception. When the light moves across the surface of the stone, flashes of color appear and disappear. I have a big piece of labradorite behind me. It's gorgeous. Mystics have often described labradorite as a stone that mirrors the way hidden information reveals itself when your awareness shifts. Ooh. Energetically, labradorite supports intuitive perception, recognition of patterns, awareness of subtle signals, trust in inner guidance, and it also encourages the mind to remain open without forcing interpretation. If you choose to work with labradorite this week, keep it nearby during moments of reflection. Let it remind you that meaning often appears when attention becomes quiet. All right, so let's jump into what synchronicity actually is. It can be called a meaningful coincidence, right? Even though I personally do not believe in coincidences. I personally think everything happens for a reason. But two events occur that appear unrelated, yet their timing creates a significance. You might think of someone you've not spoken to in years and they contact you within hours. You ask a question quietly in your mind and later that day a sentence appears in a book or conversation that answers it directly. For myself, it's usually music lyrics that pop into my head. Moments like these interrupt the ordinary flow of events and they draw your attention. Psychologist Carl Jung used the term synchronicity to describe experiences where inner awareness and outer reality align in ways that feel purposeful. Mystical traditions have described the same phenomenon, well, for thousands of years. Shamans, mystic, and spiritual teachers often speak of life revealing messages through symbols, timing, and repetition. A synchronicity is not an attempt by the universe to control your life. No, no, no. It is a moment of alignment. Your awareness becomes focused and something in the outer world mirrors that focus. When these moments occur, the goal is not to chase meaning immediately. The goal really is to notice. Attention is the first step in understanding the language of synchronicity. Now, signs often appear when awareness becomes more present, meaning you are focusing in on today, which is of paramount importance. When life moves too quickly, most people operate on habit and routine. We go on automatic pilot, don't we? But when we do that, important moments pass by without recognition because the mind is occupied someplace else. As awareness sharpens, patterns begin to stand out. The universe operates through cycles and rhythms. The seasons change, the moon moves through phases, humans live Nope. Human lives, there we go, move through emotional and spiritual cycles. When your awareness becomes steady, your perception, well, it starts to notice these rhythms. Signs frequently appear during moments of transition. You could notice them when maybe you're considering a major decision. You could be questioning your direction in life. Maybe you're entering a new phase of growth. Or you could be letting go of an old identity. Synchronicities do not force action. They simply bring awareness to the moment that you are already moving through. They kind of function like markers along a path, highlighting points where reflection may be useful. Now, recognizing synchronicity requires a bit of discernment. Not every coincidence carries a huge life-changing meaning. Just like miracles, right, that I mentioned earlier. Mystical awareness grows through balance. If the mind becomes, well, overly skeptical, meaningful patterns could be ignored. And on the opposite front, if it comes over eager for signs, meaning may be forced where none really that important exists. Discernment develops through patience and observation. When something catches your attention, pause. Notice how the moment feels in your body. Meaningful synchronicities often carry a sense of clarity or recognition. The event feels quietly complete. There's no urgency to decode it immediately. Allowing a moment to remain open often reveals more than immediate analysis. Mystical awareness is not about collecting signs. It's about recognizing the patterns that naturally rise into awareness. When I have one of those moments, I can feel it in my heart chakra. My heart chakra kind of does I call it a zing. And energy just spreads from starting in the middle and it's just fans out. It's a wonderful feeling when you sit there in the moment and you realize what's happening. But as awareness deepens, synchronicities may begin appearing more frequently. Life can start to feel maybe like a quiet conversation between you and the powers that be. You can hold a question internally, and a conversation with someone unexpectedly touches on that exact topic. You wonder about a direction in life. Maybe a symbol appears, right? Drawing your attention to reflection. And as I mentioned earlier, these are not commands, they're invitations. Synchronicity encourages participation in your awareness. Rather than moving through life automatically, on autopilot, you begin noticing the subtle ways experience unfolds. This creates a deeper relationship with time itself. Moments begin to feel less random and more interconnected, and awareness becomes the bridge between internal insight and external experience. The purpose of synchronicity is not to replace your judgment. Heavens no. It strengthens awareness. Each meaningful coincidence invites a moment of pause. When you stop and observe the pattern, something shifts. Attention expands, clarity becomes possible, and over time, recognizing synchronicity can strengthen trust in your own perception, right? You begin noticing when the timing feels aligned. You become aware of the patterns that occupy or accompany important moments in your life. This awareness, it doesn't make life predictable, it makes it more intentional. Patterns reveal themselves when attention is present in the moment. Meanings reveal itself when curiosity replaces urgency. And the practice is simple, really. You notice, you pause, you reflect, and you allow the meaning to unfold. Now, the soul work for the week is about synchronicity awareness. This week, practice noticing patterns. At the end of each day, reflect on one moment that caught your attention that day. Ask yourself, what moment felt meaningful today? Did any symbols appear? Did any unexpected encounters shift my awareness? Write down one observation each day, and over time, you may notice patterns emerging. These patterns often reveal the themes currently moving through your life. Now, synchronicities, again, not meant to control your decisions. They are meant to awaken awareness. They invite you to slow down long enough to recognize the patterns unfolding around you. Mystical awareness develops through attention. And the more attentive you become, the more the universe begins speaking through symbols, timing, and the quiet alignment. Next week in Mystical Minds, we're going to explore manifesting with the moon and how lunar cycles influence intention, energy, and timing. Until that time, stay curious, stay observant, and keep your awareness open to the patterns life reveals. And that's a wrap here on this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you. A memory and knowing, maybe a nudge from your soul. And don't forget your soul work for the week. You'll find it under resources for episode. If you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. And if you're craving more, join the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, well, and your peeps. You can also book a private reading anytime, energy work, or maybe a soul session at outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or maybe a deeper connection to your soul path. Until next time, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.